In other news, is the production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. We've got a lot on today's show, so we'll be talking with members of Youth Vote about engaging young voters, as well as talking about ATME's up-and-coming youth film screening.
We even have a special guest here to talk about the film screening, but we're going to start the show off with a segment from some brand new ATME producers.
Hey, Epic Fortnite gamers. We are joined today in the studio by Kayla Johnson, Jonathan Walker, Josiah Walker. What did you all do for your first ATME project?
Well, we went to Fright Night at the Northwood Mall. Our segment was, what's the scariest movie you ever watched to the point where you can't sleep at night? And so we just decided to ask the people in line. And here it is.
Oh, for me, that was a Justin Bieber movie.
What's the scariest movie you've ever watched to the point where you can't sleep at night?
Okay, when I was a kid, it was Jaws. I hated the movie Jaws. I had nightmares. I mean, I saw that when I was like 8 years old, and I had nightmares for years. Now, most recently, probably The Strangers. The Strangers really messed me up.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you guys seen The Strangers?
No, I've heard of it.
Okay. If you like scary movies, check that one out. It's freaky. It's based on a true story. And yeah, it's terrifying.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, so you guys can check that one out.
So what's the scariest movie you've ever watched to the point where you can't sleep at night?
One Missed Call.
Can you tell me more about that?
One Missed Call is where they call you, and then if you don't answer, then they like kill you in 7 days. And it is the creepiest thing because I never answer my phone, so.
No, all right, thank you.
Yep.
So what's the scariest movie you've ever watched?
Insidious.
What about it made you?
Probably the end where it jump scared.
Thank you.
All right, so what's the scariest movie that you ever watched to the point where you can't even sleep at night?
Silent Hill.
Can you tell me about that, please?
There's this one part where the girl was in the bathroom and this huge triangle-headed guy with a huge sword came in and. Yeah, it's just scary.
Alright, thank you. Question, what's the scariest movie that you ever seen to the point where you can't sleep at night?
Exorcist.
Can you tell me about the movie?
It was so scary in part three because the nun walked right past the screen really quick and I screamed! For real. I said, ah! That thing was like 20 feet away from the camera, but I still screamed. That's how far I was from the TV. But I screamed. But of course, I wasn't a man then. I'm a man now. I can watch that movie all by myself and not get scared. For real. Yeah.
So, how would you guys describe your first ATME experience? Don't worry about being too humble. It's a very overwhelming experience. You can do it.
Wait, what was the question?
Like, how would you describe your first, like, experience working for ATME and doing projects with ATME?
Oh, it was actually very cool. Then again, I was very nervous and a bit hesitant.
Well, it's a real ego boost.
Yeah, it's definitely a real self-esteem boost. Like, I remember my first thing I worked on for ATME was kind of, like, gut-wrenched because I was, like, really nervous. But then, like, when I got there, I was like, I can do it. Did you have any? Yeah, the real spookiness is nervousness. Would you say you've learned a lot from your first experience?
I have, yeah. Learning from everyone, like talking them stories, like it was actually pretty fun, and I would love to do it again.
Yeah,
I also love it,
Kendrick.
I'm love it. Thanks, Kayla, Jonathan. And Josiah for that and for joining us in the studio today.
Before we go to our next segment, let's hear some tunes from our DJ, ATME producer, and Epic Fortnite gamer, Kelly Wages.
Hey, I'm co-DJ.
What do you have for us, Kelly?
Acknowledge me. I need attention. Hey, do you not see?
All right, first we're going to hear some Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Mm-hmm.
change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take prescriptions to make me feel a-okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing. Thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything. Thoughts of a wedding ring. Now I'm just better off dead. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. Now watch it blow in the wind. I should've listened to my friends. Leave it in the past, but I wanted to last. You were made out of plastic, fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heartbreak. You made my heart break. 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 Said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart. Found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me.
I got the G-Pen in the booth with me. Mad, bro?
Most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them.
I don't.
They talk and they talk, but I do not hear when I'm near them. Yeah. Swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? Yeah, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro?
And it's quite apparent that everybody gonna talk. They all got something to say. I bet you can hear it loud, cause I'm up in your face. And everybody goes nuts when I'm up in a place. It's K-Flum or Kevin, whatever you want. And I'ma eat the beat up like it's dinner at lunch. And I be looking at my clock, man, my timing is just... And you got it in a second. Well, I got it in a jiff. Killing all y'all like I got it on my hip. Didn't bring it, I forgot it in a whip. Met a bad chick cause I got her off the strip. You should talk about my cause she got
got it on the lips. Got a few girls in the DM. When they hit the city, I'ma see them. Roll up with my homies in the gym. Probably bringing drama like a BM. Get your girl taken, call Liam. Yo, I beat the beat up. You can call me Sharkeisha. Since I dropped that, everyone wanna feature. Been in the game and you watch from the bleachers. I'm out with your chicken, she buying me sneakers. Hottest white boy that you ever seen. Working hard, trying to get a house with a mezzanine. Never liked school, always been a C. I like what I see, I got better needs. And you mad, most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them.
I don't.
They talk and they talk, but I do not hear it when I'm near them. I swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. I said, tell me what you mad for. Yo, yo, you mad, bro? Round two, no boxing match. And whatever I get lots of that. I'm not cocky, dog. I'm sure of myself. And I'ma keep getting money like I'm suing myself. Hey, I sound like half of the guys. That'll make you believe half of the lies. Half of the time, I don't be hearing that. Tell me, I cannot lie. I cannot lie. I can just tell you the truth. I can just sell you the soup. I'ma keep all the bread for myself. I'm a cool. I don't need no help. And still, they say that I sound like Drake, but I disagree. I've been doing this for like 6 years now. I'm pretty sure that it's me. Yo, wait a second, think about it. Cash and checks, my ink pronounces. Get the wax from sticky ounces. I love my girls, but I need a bouncer. Pull up to the show in the top. And you never see me caught up with the 5-0. And you never get less than a live show. Hi, I'm Kevin Flum, and I put that on a Bible. Gone. Most of the time when these people be talking, I don't even hear them. They talk and they talk, but I do not hear when I'm near them. I swear to God that I came up. Same stuff, never changed up. Taking shots, get your aim up. Wanna play, get your game up. And I see you hating, so you know I gotta ask. You mad, bro? I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? Yo, I said, tell me what you mad for. I said, tell me what you mad for. You mad, bro? You mad, bro? You mad, bro? Tell me what you mad for.
That was You Mad, Bro? By Kevin Flume. Before that, Juice WRLD by Lucid Dreams.
Man, those are some interesting sounds. Thanks, Kelly. You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM.
For our next segment, we're going to be talking to some of everyone's favorite voters, the youth vote. Here in the studio with youth vote members, Tuan Graziano and Jasmine Carter.
All right, so for the viewers at home, please introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Tuan.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Carter.
Thank you guys so much for coming out to our show. So my first question is going to be a simple one. So what made you guys decide to get involved with Youth Vote?
You want to go first, Jasmine, or I can go first?
Yeah, sure, I'll go first. Okay. I was really involved in high school in my student government class, and then I was also part of the student advisory board for the Anchorage School District, and then Carrie, our advisor, came out and talked about Youth Vote, and I just wanted to get more involved in the community.
Mine is simple, extra credit for class. But honestly, after that, though, being at the first meeting, I felt like this was something special and something worth my time and something that I would have really come to value and experience, so...
Nice. I'm glad you developed some sense of nobility after all of it. But no, it is great that you're doing all of this. So what's the objective of Youth Vote?
We can just do our usual mission statement. It's for us, Youth Vote is to provide a nonpartisan venue for empowering youth to vote and be involved in the democratic process. Mm-hmm. It is it's a sweet one-liner, but it really encompasses a lot more than just those two functions. There's a lot that goes into Youth Vote.
It's really good that Youth Vote is around too, because like when I was in school, we didn't learn anything about like how the government actually works until your senior year when you take U.S. government, and then that class is just one semester and then you're done. So it's really good that Youth Vote's around. What would you say is the hardest part about reaching the youth?
Well, we try to look at other ways to try to get youth involved. But we've thought about things such as like community outreach, social media, and I guess just trying to find something that youth really care about, whether that be, you know, our PFDs or cost of tuition for university students, or comprehensive mental and like relationship health in schools.
That's really good. I understand it's difficult reaching to the youth, not only because I do youth producer stuff with ATME, but also because I work with CITC as a youth peer educator. So I work firsthand with classes, and getting in touch with the kids is really difficult, even when you're close to the same age as them.
Yeah, for sure.
Why is this important to you?
Well, I would say that it's becoming more and more apparent that youth are not being involved in decision-making, and it's one of those times where it's a turning point for youth to actually start speaking out and be involved and be considered in politics and voting in all sorts of, all aspects of our environment in the political world. And if it's not now, I think it's going to be never. It needs to be that point right now for youth to actually start making that change. Otherwise, I think it's going to just get worse and worse for the next generations to come. I feel like there's more and more of a decline, so I think that needs to be a time right now for us to change that.
All right, that's really good. Me personally, I've noticed like a lot of people like around my age are like of the mentality that like voting doesn't even matter, votes don't even count. So it's really good that like you guys affirm people in voting, going on actually being involved, because that's what makes the difference. What inspired you guys to do all this or to get involved?
I just really wanted to get involved in the community, and voting and just civic engagement is so important to me. I actually just came back from early voting before I came here. So it is just a super important thing. And I wanted to teach other people my age and younger that how important it is.
Yeah. And I agree with Jasmine. It's really on point. And also that voting is not just, it's not solely about, you know, speaking about your opinion and what you want to see in society, but it's also about being able to critically think for yourself, to reach out and look for sources and look for other perspectives. It's about being a better human being in terms of being able to think for yourself, to be self-sustainable for yourself, to, you know, really just be able to be independent. Voting is really encompasses a lot of those aspects. So it can be just, it's great to be speaking out in your community and politically, but also just to be able to function as somebody who is willing to be open-minded, you know, be tolerant and be able to think.
Awesome. What are the different programs and methods Youth Vote uses to get young people engaged in politics?
Well, we have our youth mock election for Anchor School District. I believe it's like 5th through 12th graders. So we do our mock election, and then we also just did our candidate forum at UAA. And then we usually also have another event, I think coming up on this Tuesday, we'll be doing an event at UAA as well.
Yeah. And it goes beyond that too. I think recently we've started expanding our scope to off years, which are non-election years. And so that includes like bullying prevention work and respect for each other. The kind of stuff that you can build a foundation on being able to vote is also to be able to treat each other respectfully.
Right. How can we share if we can't even talk to each other? I like it. One of the things that Youth Vote does is it puts on a mock election for Anchorage School District before each election. Can you tell us about that and how it went this year, please?
Yeah, so actually, I have it here. But it went really well, especially with our each mock election. So each election year when Youth Vote runs, we have a youth-created ballot measure. So something that we think that are important to youth and that are created by youth, to ask the youth directly, is this something you would support? And one of them was, can you, do clarify for me, Jasmine, if I get this wrong, but I believe it should be more mental and healthy relationship education in the classes, and I believe it was 81% of the students voted yes, compared to around 19%. Yeah. So that is one of the things that's key, is that we can identify a problem and create it that you see as a problem and then be able to address that. But there's also other things in the mock election.
We also put like all the candidates, and I believe the results that we were expecting were a lot different. So it was pretty interesting to see the youth perspective on how they think this election should go.
That's awesome. It's always even when I was in school, like, I was partially getting made aware of like what's going on in the elections by like, teachers and by some other students that were involved in programs like this, and like it went from going to like zero knowledge to some knowledge made all the difference, especially like going to my first ever caucus during the presidential election back in 2016 really made a big difference in understanding politics.
Right, and do you mind? One of the important things about youth vote is to get youth like knowledgeable and experienced and open to it before they even get to their senior year. Because like you said, for yourself, for your own experience, that you just started getting taught about it in your senior year for one semester and that was it. And then you're led into the adult world by yourself. Part of youth vote is to get young people and students more familiar with it, to be more experienced with it. And that way they can be more comfortable with voting, with, you know, with political thinking. Mm-hmm.
You recently hosted the Youth Vote 2018 Candidates Forum. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, it was really awesome. We had Elise Galvin, Billy Toyin, and Mark Bagage at our forum. We curated some questions based on what students from Anchorage School District submitted to us. It went really, really well. We wish that other candidates were involved in our forum, but unfortunately they had other things to do, but we're nonetheless thankful that the people that went were really engaged with our audience.
Nice. What are some of the issues in this election that you think will impact youth the most that maybe a lot of people, youth, and don't know about?
Something that just comes to mind is tuition costs for university students. I know there's always been talk about, Alaska's fiscal future. So I think that will impact not just university students, but obviously all Alaskans and, you know, even elementary students and just everyone in general.
And I think an issue that I'm surprised youth haven't talked about, but don't seem to bring up as much of discussion, is net neutrality. And even though it's passed, there has been, you know, some states and other actors trying to push for their own net neutrality in their own areas. But it's surprising considering how heavily focused our generations are, Gen Z and millennials are, and dependent on the internet, and that it was never really, doesn't feel discussed as much as it should be. There are some probably groups and communities that discuss it heavily, but it didn't feel like there's a huge drive from young people who would probably use it the most to, you know, talk about it the most. Mm-hmm.
Right. In my experience, I've seen like a lot of youth are like, maybe they're made aware of something, even if like out of a group of people, a lot of people know something, and even the ones that do, they'll know about it, but they won't give them any steps on what to do to better situations. It's really important that like youth and even some older people get educated on, because the system changes over time and people have to be made aware of, like, the world's changing every day. We need to be made aware of what's happening. And so it's really good that you guys are out here doing this. That was my last question. So you guys got anything else to add?
If you are of age of voting, don't forget, voting takes place on November 6th, which is this Tuesday.
And there's a shout out to there is a Eat Cake and Vote event at UAA on Tuesday. Youth Vote will have a table there. Encourage you guys to go, free cake, and you get to vote. And there's a lot of helpful people around. And also a shout out to Jasmine and a few other students from Youth Vote. They are going on a bullying prevention trip, I believe. They're leaving tomorrow night. So hopefully for a good event and to spread the word.
That's awesome. Where are you guys traveling out to for that trip?
We're going to San Diego.
Nice. San Diego is really awesome. I visited there during the summer. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
She's going to have to come back to this cold snow, yeah. though. You know?
It's kind of traumatizing coming back. You're like, man, this again.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming out to the show, Twan, Jasmine. Really means a lot.
Thanks
and
so
keep
much
up
for
the good
having
work.
Us.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, that was Twan Graziano and Jasmine Carter from Youth Vote. Thanks for being with us. Let's change things up a bit. We got a film review from Cornelius. Kowalski Analysis.
All right, so coming up hot, we got my review for Venom. All right, so the current scene for the comic film genre, as we know, is pretty flooded. We got a lot of like movies coming out. We got Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok, Infinity War. The list goes on and on, is ever growing longer, even with movies. And we have Spider-Man Homecoming, or Spider-Man Far From Home coming out, and Captain Marvel. Venom is a very different style of films. It reminded me a lot more of like the older Marvel films like Ghost Rider and Blade. The movie has made $508 million so far in its release globally with a budget of $100 million. Right out of the door, I will say it gives off, like I said earlier, really strong pre-MCU energies. Like it's just doing its own thing and having fun with the character. And that style's so against the grain, kind of, because the formula has really changed and it's really good. It helps the movie stay very authentic and original. Tom Hardy is, as we know, is our lead role as Eddie Brock, investigative reporter, and he's an investigative reporter. His performance is genuinely great. He does like this weird voice accent thing, kind of, but you get used to it about 10 minutes in. The villain of the film, Carlton Drake, probably like the most forgettable villain in a movie ever. Like, it's as forgettable as the Iron Fist TV show. But, I mean, it's fine because the movie's good, so you don't really. He has like 6 minutes of screen time, so it's fine. The movie doesn't really ramp up for about half an hour, but once it hits fourth gear, it stays there. This will sound weird, but it's like a buddy cop movie. Like imagine Starsky and Hutch, but the dog, instead of a dog, it's an alien symbiote that eats people. It's amazing. Good cop, hungry cop. Earlier I mentioned the budget for the film, and man, you see where the money kicks in during some of the fights, and if it weren't for Infinity War, I'd say the best CGI that has ever come out. On the overall, I will say that Venom is enjoyable and fun, and definitely go out and see it.
Wow, great moves. Keep it up. Kelly time.
We're going to listen to Talkie Talkie by DJ Snake.
So, Kendrick. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Báilame como si fuera la última vez y enséñame ese pasito que no sé, un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki taki, taki taki rumba.
He say he wanna touch
touch it and tease it and squeeze it. Well, my piggyback is hungry, my nigga, you need to feed it. If the text ain't freaky, I don't wanna read it. And just to let you know, this Punani is undefeated. Ay, he said he really wanna see me more. I said we should have a date where at the Lamborghini store. I'm kinda scary, hard to read, I'm like a Ouija board, but I'm a boss. Catch who you gonna leave me? Sale de mi traje, no traje panticito pa' que el nene no trabaje. Es que yo me sé lo que tú crees que tú no sabes. Dice que no quiere, pero se quiere comerle el equipaje. Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rumba. Body already know how to play. The work it keep it tight every day. And I know you need a taste. Now ooh, I'm falling in love. Give a little ooh, get it well done. Dance on the move, make a girl wanna run. We keep moving till the sun come up. Porque I am the party, it's a fiesta. Blow out your candles, have a siesta. We can try, but don't know what can stop me. What my talkie talkie wants, yeah, my talkie talkie gives on. Báilame como si fuera la última vez. Y enséñame ese pasito que no sé. Un besito bien suavecito, bebé. Taki, 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 rumba.
That was Talkie Talkie by DJ Snake.
If you are just joining us, this is it. This is another news on KNBA 90.3 FM, a production of Alaska Teen Media. I am still your host, Cornelius Nelson.
Interior Crocodile Alligator. I drive a Chevrolet movie theater. I'm also still your host, Kendrick Whiteman. We live in a society. Normally on our show, we do a segment on local upcoming events where we talk about a variety of things. Might be of interest to Anchorage youth. You need to spell better. Today, we are going to focus on just one upcoming event, and to tell us more about that, here is ATME producer Daisy Carter.
Hi, I'm Daisy. ATME is hosting an after-school special. It is a film screening for youth filmmakers where we show their projects on the big screen. We haven't confirmed a time or location, but it will be between November 30th and December 9th. It's a great opportunity for aspiring filmmakers to get their work shown on the big screen in front of a live audience. You can already start submitting your films today. The deadline will be November 26th. You must be 21 or under to enter a film, and they cannot be no longer than 10 minutes. For more information on how to submit your movie, you can visit our website, alaskateenmedia.org. What is really cool about After School Special is that it's in partnership with the Alaska International Film Festival. And we have a very special guest in our studio, the director of the festival, Jessica Kaiser. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about the International Film Festival?
The Anchorage International Film Festival has been around for 18 years. This will be our 18th year. We showcase films from all over the world, several countries, documentaries, narrative features. We also do special events, workshops. This season, I believe, we're screening about 150 different films from all over the world.
Can you tell us like what different types of films are going to be at the film festival?
Sure. Our opening night, actually, we're doing a series of short films, a combination of documentaries, animation, narratives, and we are showing some local films. We've got a great collaboration with the museum called We Up that will be screening at Beartooth that is about Indigenous hip-hop. They actually worked with us last year filming some of our local rappers like Bishop Slice, and we did a documentary about a rapper from Norway called Slynn Craze, and that's part of We Up. And we do animations, so we have a series of animations, and yeah, it's just a really wide variety of different films.
That's pretty cool. Can you tell us a little bit more about your personal experience in the film industry?
Yeah, I have actually produced three different films in my lifetime, and all of them have been narratives, feature-length films out of Atlanta, Georgia, and it has been a great experience. I've always been really involved with artists and actors, gotten to know a lot of people, lived in Los Angeles for a while, and have just really always been supportive of filmmakers and the art.
That's pretty cool. Well, since all of that, like in the film industry, how did you become like the director of this international film festival?
I was tricked. I've always been a supporter of the film festival. When I'm living in Alaska, I always try to make sure that I make it. It's always kind of a bright light in the middle of at the beginning of December when everything is dark and cold. And so I was looking to become involved last year and reached out to just kind of volunteer and become a programmer. A programmer is somebody who screens all of the submissions that we receive, and we receive between 800 and 1,000 every year. So we have to have a group of people that screen these films, find the good ones, and take out the not so good ones. Reached out, the festival director at the time, Rebecca Potterbaum, she was like, oh, you have experience. Do you want to become our program director? I'm looking for somebody. So that's how I fell into that. And then she stepped down because she's now at the museum full time. And I stepped into the role of festival director. Had no idea what I was getting myself into.
That's super cool. What do you enjoy most about like coordinating like the Anchorage Film Festival or even like this after school special?
Being involved with the community. I think last year I was exposed to all of the youth filmmakers, all the student filmmakers, which was a huge bonus. I had no idea that we had such creative students and youth. I had no idea that there were so many film programs. And so being exposed to that has been something that's kind of inspired me to keep going and be a part of the community and do what I can to help get our next generation of filmmakers out there.
Yeah, that's super cool. What inspired you to help young filmmakers?
Their passion. There's nothing more passionate than a student that sets their mind to something and then just goes for it. So, and then seeing the look on their face when they're up on the screen is also really, really, really great.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I had my film screened in my King Tech High School auditorium. It was really crazy.
it's an experience. You see it on the computer, you know, when you're or through the lens of a camera when you're making it, and then going through the editing process, and then to get to finally see it on a big screen is something that is a really special thing.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy like having it on there. I definitely don't like it when I'm just editing and I'm like, no. But then once I see it on there, I'm like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I did a pretty great job. Yeah. And that's what I love. I think that it's just amazing to see how the students inspired me. I mean, they really made me excited about my job and my position and being able to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can young filmmakers do to help further their careers or even get involved in the Alaska Film Festival?
We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for, this year we actually just started an internship. So we are building that and we are working with a couple of schools with that. You can always reach out to info@anchoragefilmfestival.org and we will happily have you be involved. Also coming to the festival, coming to the workshops, meeting with the filmmakers. We bring up about 50 filmmakers from all over the world every season. So getting in and talking to them, they're accessible to you. They come to the screenings and they love to talk. We also do. So yeah.
That's pretty inspiring for me wanting to be a filmmaker. What can non-filmmakers do to help and volunteer at the festival?
We will put you to work, too. like I said, we're always looking for volunteers, people that are just interested in being involved. You know, we have about 50 volunteers every season. It's a 10-day festival, so there's always things to do. If you are interested in being involved, just reach out to us, and we will put you to work.
All right. What are the days for the film festival exactly?
It is November 30th through December 9th, and opening night at Beartooth is November 30th. At, I think doors open at 6.
Okay. All right. Well, once again, Abney's Youth Film Screening After School Special will not be accepting submissions. Films must be under 10 minutes or shorter, and we must be 21 or under to enter. We are accepting movies until November 26th. For more information, visit our website at alaskateenmedia.org. So if you are a youth filmmaker, you should submit your movie because you could have a chance to show it in front of a live audience on the big screen. Thank you so much, Jessica, for being on the air.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Daisy, and thank you, Jessica, for joining us in the studio today. We've got time for just a little bit more music before we go. What did you got for us, Kelly?
Gorsh.
All right, let's listen to some Cadmium, Be With You.
Hey, pretty baby, am I in your way? 'Cause you walked out so fast yesterday, no. I don't think you're here to stay. No, I don't think you're here to stay. So tell me what you want. Tell me how you want it. Tell me all the reasons that you're running away. I don't think you're here to stay. No, I don't think you're here to stay. No, no, no.
I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. Stay. So tell me what you want, tell me how you want it, tell me all the reasons that you're running away. I don't think you're here to stay. No, I don't think you're here to stay. No, no, no.
I just wanna be with you. I just wanna be with you. You know it.
Fell trapped and when on the soul that can hear me holler. I'm caught in again, see him all strapped and they can't move and I'm singing lower. Heaven gonna hit me cause I feel the whirlwind. I'm heavy trying to keep it steady. Ready for the mission, God shine your love on me. Save me please.
the world alone, I've been gone for so long, ain't nobody you can hear a word. Perched in the night, looking out of nowhere, where's home on a hidden nerve? Pain in my eyes, and in time I find I'm stronger than I ever was. Here we go again, God, shine your love on me, save me, please.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, stay strong. Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa.
Everybody want world peace till your niece gets shot in the dome piece. Then you're going by your own peace, hoping it'll help you find your own peace. Bring light to what they don't see. Auntie crying on the concrete, talking to dispatcher, then the phone beep. On the other line with the homies, told her that you ain't coming home, see. When she heard the news, I heard her bone deep. Caught with the rifle with the long reach, just another cycle of the lonely. All growing up in the environment, we're doing crime, the requirement. They send us off to prison for retirement. Hopefully, Alex Johnson will inspire me. Inspire me.
Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Both sides lose somebody. Somebody dies, somebody go to jail. Light on me, save me, please. Lord, shine your light on me, save me, please. Shine your light on me, save me, please. Shine your light on me.
I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving wrong. I do what they say I can. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, Ferrari. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. Big dip on top of the roof, flexing them as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drop the top and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome. What's his name?
Chambean, pero no jalan. Hola. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Gang, yeah. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. A ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah.
Y prohibido amar, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Diamond District in the chat.
Celia Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Ginny Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo. Que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tel y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 pa, pa sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza.
I said I like it like that.
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 Diamond District in the chat.
I said I like it like that.
Certified, you know I'm gas.
I said I like it like that.
Drop the top and blow the brand.
I said I like it like that.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Alright, that was Like It by Cardi B. And before that, Cuddy Montage, Kids See Ghosts. And before that was Be With You by Cad on Me.
We're proud of you, Kelly.
Also, thank you to our contributing At Me producer, Daisy Carter, Kayla Johnson, Jonathan Walker,
Kendrick Whiteman,
Josiah Walker, and our DJ, Kelly Wages. Also,
our co-DJ, Kendrick Whiteman.
Shout out to Kaylee Huntington, another At Me producer, for reminding me that Carlton Drake was in Venom for my review and helping me make an accurate review.
Gosh. In other news, is a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. If you'd like to learn more about what we do or listen to past episodes of our radio show, please visit us on our website at www.alaskateenmedia.org. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Thanks again for listening to another news here on KNBA 90.3 FM. I'm Carlos Nelson.
I'm Kendrick Whiteman. Kendrick Whiteman, signing out. Your favorite host.